Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply elementary school. Elementary school. Now, we are all familiar with elementary school because it's where we receive many of our foundations. We made some great friends in elementary school. We may still remember the teachers we had back in those days, and the concepts and principles learned in elementary school still apply in many aspects today. In fact, I'm willing to submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that if we can hold on to some of the things that we learned in elementary school, it will make us better in business. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to remember those key concepts that we learned and apply them and watch how it changes everything around us. I'm only going to introduce you or remind you of four of them that we learned in elementary school today. And the first one we learned was to follow instructions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in business, our success is predicated on the instructions we are willing to follow. We learned it in elementary school. We had to raise our hands before asking questions. We had to walk in a single file line. We had to do certain things in elementary school class that made us follow instructions. That's where we were introduced to the connect the dot principle. We learned how to stay within the lines. Yes, my friends and neighbors, today following instructions still matters. Whose instructions are you following? What mentor do you have that's guiding and leading you? What company processes and systems are you adhering to? Most of the time when we get out of line in any way, it's only because we fail to follow instructions. Those that don't succeed in business can often relate and refer to some instruction they ignored as the key principle why they did not. Well, for how do we follow instructions, my friends and neighbors? It's very simple. First of all, we have to pick the right pattern. Yeah, see, the great thing about elementary school is we had a teacher to show us the right pattern. So in business, my friends and neighbors, it's not always that simple. We've got to discern or decipher what pattern is best for us, and we've got to pick the right pattern. That second thing we've got to do is pick the right partner. You see, when we would go on field trips in elementary school, they would pair us up two by two, and that was a person that we were supposed to stay with the whole time. Sometimes when we were really young, they would actually tie a little string between you and your friend, and you'd almost be handcuffed together, as it were, to make sure that you stay connected. So by the same token, my friends and neighbors, following the instructions means first I've got to pick the right pattern, then I've got to pick the right partner. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and finally, I've got to commit to the repetitive process. You see, following instructions is not just a sometime thing, it's an all-time thing. There are many people who can do okay in a season, but doing okay over time is what quantifies success. You remember those kids in elementary school who would only do right when the teacher was watching, and when the teacher turned their back, they'd immediately begin throwing spitballs or passing notes or doing some other thing that they shouldn't do. They could only follow instructions periodically for a short season in time. We can't be like that, my friends and neighbors. We've got to follow instructions all the time. That next concept we learned in elementary school was to use our imagination. Yes, my friends and neighbors, no other place was more conducive to us expressing ourselves in elementary school. That's the place where we drew the in color, the pink elephants and the purple cows and the pink dogs and horses. I mean, we drew pictures of animals that were not supposed to fly, but we gave them wings anyway, didn't we? Because we had a mindset that said everything was possible. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we were challenged to use our imagination. And I say today, those who succeed in business are those who will use their imaginations. Remember, we will eventually look like our wildest dreams. Let me say that one more time, my friends. Eventually, we will all look just like our wildest dreams. What are you dreaming today of becoming? What are you wanting to accomplish? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to stretch even further than you ever could imagine, and then expand your imagination. Don't shrink it. There are three key ways to use your imagination effectively in business. First, we have to forget the word impossible. Remember one time when flying was impossible? When talking on a phone with no cord was impossible? When self-driving cars were deemed impossible? When cars themselves were deemed impossible? See, the reason that we have advanced in society, my friends, is that somebody forgot the word impossible, and they did not consider time, they didn't consider circumstances, they didn't consider any of those things. They completely forgot that word. I challenge you to do the same. The second component in using our imagination is we've got to forget the status quo. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to forget those old stereotypes that say we're only supposed to work a certain number of hours per week and off on the weekends. We can be different from that. We don't have to follow the rules and the guidelines set out by society that place us in particular boxes. We can forget the status quo. Then the other component of accentuating our imagination is to forgive immediately. You see, my friends, holding grudges will shrink our imaginations and limit our creativity. Remember in elementary school, we didn't hold grudges. We could have a fight with a kid in the morning and be walking home with him that afternoon. It didn't make us a difference. We forgave immediately. And see, when we hold grudges, it shrinks our creativity because it causes us to focus on things that are not important. You know another concept we learned in elementary school, my friends? We learned to share. Yes, my friends. You see, at recess, they didn't have enough dodgeballs for everybody to have one. You'd have to share. And everybody could not be on the monkey bars at the same time. We had to share. And there were only so many swing sets that we could be on, so somebody would push, and then after a while, they get in a swing. You remember? We learned to share. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, our knowledge, our systems, our success stories should be shared. When was the last time you shared your wisdom with someone? When was the last time you unveiled your secrets, quote unquote, to success? And there should be, let me say, my friends, no secrets to success. Meaning, if you know it, you should share it. You see, the value of sharing helped us to get along with one another. It helped us to endear ourselves to each other. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to find a mentee and share your wisdom, share your knowledge, share your experiences, share your ups and your downs, your weak points and your strong ones, so that someone else can grow behind you. And finally, my friends and neighbors, we learned in elementary school the importance of homework. Yes, we understood that it wasn't just at school where we were supposed to be successful, but we had to take our work home. And in business, the same thing holds true. We cannot clock out and mentally at 5 p.m. Our work has to follow us at home. I'm so thankful for the team that we've got with Simply Success, because a tireless work ethic is always abundant. We see emails coming through at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. People are working because they realize that there are some things that have to be done at home. Now, I also may say that homework doesn't just mean bringing your business home. It also means creating a peaceful home environment where everyone gets along, where there's camaraderie and there's peace and joy and happiness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all have to learn the importance of homework. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, share it with those in your circle who are looking to grow their businesses and change their lives. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.